Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4 foul mouth supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands.
Rudy, how are you?
I got hungover from watching the highlights.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I didn't want to believe it.
All right. Well, so it's Monday. It's Labor Day. How are you guys doing? How was your day today? Your Labor Day. Was everything open? Whatever you guys did today?
I did shit. I walked from my bed to my desk. That's all I've done today.
Nelson, what about you?
Just caught up with some work this weekend. I just liked it.
What do you do?
I'm a site coordinator for a nonprofit that deals with like after school, before school programming. So I manage it.
Oh, in other words, he doesn't do shit. All right, to our fellow listeners here, just introduce you guys to our boy Nelson here. This is old boy that earlier in the year was, you know, we hyped him up a little bit that he knew his shit, but he doesn't know shit. Because that one time that we said that he knows his shit, he said that LAFC was going to crash and burn halfway through the season. And it's been the other way around. We have crashed and burned, and Chivas USA is now second in the table here in the Western Conference. So, Nelson, a little bit by yourself, other than the fact that you don't know shit about soccer and the Galaxy and the MLS?
They did crash and burn. They couldn't beat us. But at the same time, all the other teams did crash and burn as well. So they're up there.
I think it was such a staple for crashing and burning.
So
we go from 9 undefeated to what, 12 goals in the last 2 games? Okay.
Yeah, who knows? So no George today, no Massa today. I don't know where they are. Nelson, you want to share a little bit about yourself to our fellow listeners here? A little bit about your background, how long you've been a G's fan, you know, your involvement with ACB, the fact that you were a part of Futboleros before when you were still skinny. Now that you're extra fat, you probably can't even hold your own balance. But, you know, just a little bit about you, about your background, who you are, what you do.
El pibe Nelson.
El pibe puta. All right, so pretty much I've been with ACB since 2010. Our first game was against Dallas in the playoffs. We got fucking rocked 3-0 at home, man. That was tough. Yeah, it was lit. Yeah, I still remember Rudy back then, man. He was one of the first persons I talked to. Motherfucking comes up to me with big chain around his neck, tank top, drunk as fuck. I'm like, all right, cool.
But, oh, shit, 27 Rudy.
vintage Rudy. But yeah, I've been a Galaxy fan for quite a while now. My dad got me into it, early 2000s, because he's Salvadoran. So when Cienfuegos came over, you know, he got really hyped up. But other than that, yeah, I used to be Futboleros. This was like 90, 100 pounds ago. And like, yeah, man. So I used to do that. It was like internship with them. So it was pretty cool. You know, I went on the field a couple times and did some soccer tricks. I can still do a couple tricks, man. But probably last like 2-3 minutes out there and whew, gotta sit down.
Well, that's if your ankle survives, not like Manny, you know, because you're kind of big like him. So your ankle might survive too. So don't do that. I'm looking out for you.
Yeah, no, we're good, man. I drink my milk, so we're good.
When did you start following the Galaxy?
Probably like a year before. I know 2008, you know, I started getting into it. You know, we had the fucking terrible ass season. You know, in 2009 when they were able to, you know, go all the way, you know, against Salt Lake. You know, I started really getting into it and I was like, hey, these guys are good, you know. And I was like, all right, I'll give 2010 a chance. And we would, me and my friend Robert, we would go to a couple games.
Rob. Oh, shit. I don't know you guys were tight from that far back.
Yeah, we were known each other for 13 years now.
Fuck. That's cool. Yeah. I think George and I know each other longer than that, but that's respectable.
Yeah, so thanks, man. But, yeah, and then he told me, hey, man, let's I want to sit with ACB one day or stand with ACB one day. I'm like, all right, let's go. And what game? You know, we picked possibly the worst game to go, but fuck it, man. That shit was amazing. And never looked back. I love ACB. I love what they stand for. I love the people who are in there, you know. But, yeah, good shit.
I don't like you, but it is what it is. I just needed to find a replacement, and I thought it was going to be just you and I. But, hey, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's pretty much it. You know, Nelson, thanks for joining us here today. Tonight. I know it's pretty fucking late here, but, you know, just I told you when you reached out, I don't know how it was going to happen, but we always find a way to make it happen somehow. But Rudy's here. Rudy was in Salt Lake. But, you know, before we get started here and any of that stuff, Rudy, are you fully recovered? Are you ready to roll? Are you okay? Do we have to look out for you? Do I need to text Anna to make sure that you're going to be okay for this?
I don't think I'm ever going to be okay again.
None of us are.
I took two major L's this weekend. I went to Vegas. And had one meal and like 70 drinks.
Fuck me.
Is that a special corner?
How much did you lose on the craps tables?
I'm not gonna disclose that, but
over under 500.
Over
1,000.
I'm not gonna talk about that. Moving on.
My man owns a pink slip and everything, dog. He's car stuff.
So Vegas didn't treat me right. And then we already know what the fuck happened in Salt Lake, which also wasn't.
All right, cool. Well, let's dive into this. A little bit of what we're going to do today is just pretty simple, straight to the point. Probably going to be a depressing ass episode, but hopefully Nelson can add something different to this. Especially usually, you know, when we have an ass whooping this bad, the tone of the episode is kind of set from the beginning, but. Maybe Nelson gives something different here.
That's if we record.
Yeah, true. So recap of RSL, then preview TFC, and any straight from the stands. Pretty much it. Rudy, you want to take it away? Usually your MO, you have your lineups ready.
No, man. All right, I do. It was 11 clowns. It was 11 clowns in the field.
True. Well, let's start off with I guess in the back. Good old David Bingham. We went with a back line, our three CBs, but this time it was Jorgen Selvik as left center back, Michael Ciani as center back, and Dave Romney as right center back. Both Ashley Cole and Rolf Felster as respective wingbacks. Carrasco and Perry Kitchen, quote unquote, holding it down in the center mid. Jonathan Dos Santos in the cam role, Ola Kamara, and Zlatan Ibrahimovic up top. That was our formation. That was our lineup. Nelson,
yep.
I'll let you take it away right now. I want to hear something different from you than I'm accustomed to hearing. Usually we try to do it, just so you're aware, is we try to do first half, second half type of thing. But right now, just feel free to vent. Just go ahead. Let it all out. Do your thing. I don't care right now about any structure. Just go. Neither does our team, so why should we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I don't know. It was interesting. I saw the lineup. I said, okay, cool. You know, we got Dos Santos in there. All right, let's see what we can, you know, what he can do with some playmakers and whatnot. They did throw me off that, you know, he put Romney as right center back a little bit. I know he gets burned a lot. So, seeing that again, I was like, ugh, okay, you know, he already gets burned on the left side. So, just seeing him on the right side again, I was like, okay, cool. We know Plata, what he's capable of doing, you know. So, having him and his speed, I can just see him going through Ciani and Romney at the same time. But other than that, I honestly don't think Carrasco should have started. I think, you know, Sebastian could have gotten a start and help out Cole on some runs and some plays and as well deliver the ball to Jonathan. But I did get hyped though. We scored 32 seconds in. We scored. I was like, hell yeah, man! This is dope. You know, this is the Galaxy that we needed after that month of August of just pure shit. And then first goal came, then the second, then the third. And then
So the thing is, you know, let's talk about the first 30 seconds because the first 30 seconds were amazing. I think Jonah's goal was beautiful, right? It should have set the tone. And then, you know, they equalize, and I'm not sure what... Siani's pretty big, right? Okay. How did he move away so fast? But he moved away so fast. I've never seen him attack or defend anybody that fast, as fast as he moved away from the play and let him down the middle. That shit was shocking. But whatever. They draw 1-1. And if we go into halftime, right, like that, Right, because you're going to have some 2-1, right?
Actually, right, that, so that, have to, yeah, that, that second goal, same thing, man. There's
second goal can 45 minutes plus three.
Yeah, three players running in. You know, you have our four players back. And this guy delivers a great ball, and it goes right in. There's two RSL players in between Siani. And even then, when he's about to attack, when he's about to score, there's another RSL forward already in within the 18 box.
In the box?
The small box. So now you're 2-2. And it's just like, dude, really? Like, fucking really?
Yeah.
And then Romney's the one that comes and crashes into Binghang instead of Skelvic. And I'm like, dude, come on. For being the fastest, one of the fastest defender that we have.
Not saying much, though. Not saying much at all.
I have
all
a question for you guys before we keep, you know, harping this team that was absolute shit. You know, the result was what it was, right? And we'll get to that a little bit more in depth. But I want to know what you guys' thoughts are when you guys saw the lineup. What did you guys expect? Is this what you guys expected? Were you guys shocked or
with the lineup?
What were your thoughts? Yeah, with the lineup.
Yeah, I was indifferent. I was also very drunk, so no, that might have caused my indifference.
Yeah, I thought same thing as Rudy. Yeah, it was just more of like fuck, like all right, fuck it. At this point, you know, we
exactly.
It was just like, I was just excited to see Jonathan up there. You know, he's a great playmaker with Gio, you know, so they play kind of alike. So if we didn't have Gio, you know, starting, at least we had Jonathan. But other than that,
which I think he did good.
Yeah,
I think he did good until he gave up, because I mean the rest of the team gave up too. So, you know, I'm not gonna hold it necessarily over his head for that one. But I thought he had a lot of energy. I thought he was strong on defending and turning around. Unfortunately, I felt like Cole and Pontius weren't moving up fast enough when he recovered the ball in the midfield. Kind of giving him no real option. And So what are you gonna do, right? What are you gonna do if you have nobody to play with?
Wait, you said Pontius or Carrasco or Kitchen?
Well, listen, Kitchen and Carrasco. They're just a void in the midfield. You know, I said Cole and Pontius just because I feel like he needed the outlet up the wings and not in the middle. Because like I said, would you trust to give Carrasco or Kitchen a pass in the middle?
No, fuck no, but
right? And it's just, you know, I mean, straight up, I think, and like I said, maybe, I don't know what the game plan was. I don't know if Shibi wanted them to stay back more, but and from the stadium, and it might not have been the same. It might not have seemed the same on TV, but on the stadium, more than a few times I saw Jonathan either win a ball in the midfield or get a ball in the midfield, and then have nobody but Zlatan and Ola 30, 25 yards away from him, and then Kitchen and Shavik in front of him. But you know, I wouldn't give them a pass either, right? So.
I think the fact that Sebastian didn't start as Carrasco, he did get subbed in for him at the 55th minute, but it's just like, damn, dude, like, so late. We're down already.
The tone was set already, right? Yeah, the tone was set already.
Yeah, absolutely. At that point,
AJ, are you cool moving on to second half?
No. because I do want to mention something. Like, to me, and this is why I'm on that Shiggy out thing. Again. You know? The last game against Chivas USA, right? I get that it's a rivalry game. You know, the intensity's there, everything's there. You know, the adrenaline is there. Everyone wants to perform. But even then, and we had this conversation at the end of the last episode, I went with he should have gone with the same exact lineup. The only difference that really should have happened, because of Chris Pontius being injured, you started Alessandrini right there, right from the beginning. If you're, and this is the other argument that I had also at the end of our episode last episode, if you're taking him, play him the full fucking game or start him. Not you're gonna come off the bench, because if you're saying that he's able to play, then you fucking play him. Like you said, Rudy, you said that you'd want him, you'd fucking want him to play.
If I have him, I'll play him.
So this is stupid to me. Why? What's the point of having him off the bench? Why? Now, Shelvick had a good connection with Felcher. We mentioned this last game against Chivas. They seemed to be on. Sure, Felcher set that tempo, but they looked comfortable together, and that says a lot because they've only really played together for a little bit of time. At least
nine games, whatever.
Yeah, right? But not even that. In this particular formation,
all right,
put them in the other side of the field.
The only time was against Chivas USA. So if it worked, why the fuck would you move it, right? So you leave Shelvick as a center back, Felcher as your right back, and Romney as your left back. It had been working. It worked last game. You see that first goal? Whose goal was that? That was all Michael Ciani.
Mm-hmm.
He stepped up and completely missed the fucking ball. Ruzak all does, gets it, turns, and shoots.
He didn't step up. He stepped out. He stepped out of the way. No, He's like, let me get out of the way.
He steps up towards the ball, and the ball goes under his leg or under his foot. Look, point is, I don't know what the fuck
he's
trying to do.
He's trying to get away from that shit.
You know what? That's probably what it was. He probably just moved his foot out of the way.
Nope.
But made it seem like if he missed it, he was scared. Why move that? I don't understand. And this is a coaching issue. And I'm going to harp on anyone to say, well, what if it would have happened the other way around and it would have been Shelvick? Well, the reality is that this is a fact. The fact is that Ciani did it and it wasn't Shelvick. So, as of now, I'm going to go based on what I saw against the Chivas USA game where those three in the back had a solid showing together.
Listen, I was going to say this.
And they worked together.
Well, I'll
go ahead.
Okay. I have a theory, and I'm going to save it towards the end of the episode, but I think it's more appropriate now. I think the team is giving up on Shiggy. I think what we saw against Chivas USA was because it was against Chivas USA, but we will not see that the rest of the season. Especially in the second half, I saw a lot of players not interested.
Okay, fine, but you already jumped in the second half. But I'm talking. This is a player situation here. This is not a. It's a coaching decision, but a player situation where you're putting Michael Ciani to be your center back. Look, we've said that as a center back, Michael Ciani could work if he can work together with Ciani as both center backs, right? You know, if we have a traditional four in the back, but we didn't. When we have a three, then you're leaving Ciani exposed. If this was another way, sure, Shelvick could potentially be there to back him up. But here, you're playing with just three at the back, realistically, right? So if your center back steps up and completely misses the fucking ball, he has no fucking coverage. Especially to someone with Ruznak, who's actually fucking good, turns bottom right, back post.
But listen, you can single this mistake out, and you can go back in every single game and single a defensive mistake out every single game, except for the six games that we had a shutout.
But we always said,
it's a given. Our defense, no matter who is in there right now, is trash. Like, no matter who you put in there, it's trash. Ciani being...
I don't know if I agree with you there because so far, we've only had one game with Shelvick. Well, Romney, Shelvick, and Felcher as the three in the back. So we're only got one game. That's an outlier.
That's an outlier.
We don't know that. So far, it's only been one game.
That is a fucking outlier. Because we're the second worst MLS team defensively, period. Doesn't fucking matter who's there. Listen, Felcher, listen, you saw it in the first couple of games, Felcher's not all that either. He just looks boss right now because our defense is so trash.
We had this conversation that Felcher was going the right way.
Okay, he was going that way.
Until he fucked up his team.
It's trash with less trash, right? It's trash versus recycle. It's not shiny either way you put it, right? Listen, we'll see next year if they figure this shit out and they bring in new people and new pieces, if so much as anything. This season, defense trash, no matter how you put it, who you put it, because this Felcher cannot do everything. Shelvick is not dope, right? Romney, like I said, Romney is another Felcher. He just looks better because our defense is so trash. Steris, we already saw what Steris does. Hilly Arce, he's too young.
You just said two episodes ago that Romney's playing better or he's playing well.
No, it is not. I said it in the same episode that Romney is looking better because of our trash defense. Listen, I said that you can go back and hear that. I'll keep Romney because he showed promise. But he's not that great either. Listen, nobody in that back line, nobody. Is someone I would love to build a defense behind. I think they could work if we get the right pieces in, but individually, I don't think we have a single defender that I would say we could build around. Every single one of our defenders this season has had a major fuck up that cost. Listen, at bare minimum, a goal, and I'm probably safe to say cost us a game. Every single one of our defenders has done that.
Remind me, what was Solskjaer's then?
Solskjaer was in the beginning of the year. The first couple of games, he had fuck ups.
Yeah, first couple of games, and from there, yeah, he's nothing but progressed. Whereas everybody,
he was also out for like 14 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So you're right, saying like, this is an outlier. How is this particular lineup? What I'm talking about?
No, you're talking about Shelver. You're talking about with Shelvig.
And I just told you about those three together in the back line. Yeah, they played together once.
They're still trash. And they're still trash. Listen,
really, that's not an outlier. But you said it's an outlier. How is that going
to? No, it is an outlier.
Play together in that formation together.
Listen.
People that game
was an outlet. Whatever. Moving on. I'm going to talk about this shit. Moving on.
What do you think?
I don't know, man. After the third goal, they went back to the same LAFC starting lineup. You know, they threw Romney on the left, Skelvic, and then in the center back, and Rolf right back. They put Alessandro.
That's also not fair.
The tempo was already set. They're just trying to figure something out, just so it could look like Shiggy's actually being competent.
But my thing is going back to what you said about the LAFC game. You know, if we saw how good Skelvic and Rolf work together, why not start them off like that again? Why throw Siani in there? And that's my biggest thing. It's like Siani's getting taken out. You know, Alessandrini comes in for him. And it's just, it's a massive headache. But I would have to agree with Angel. Rolf is, you know, probably the best defender we have as well. Cole, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can say about Cole, you know, but he does have, you know, big fuck-ups and whatnot. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the reason that came up was because it was a lineup. I don't understand why he had to make all these changes. And then, look, if you're going to put in Jonathan, then you should already start Gio and Lissandini from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
Not one or the other. I thought that was so stupid. If not, you keep all three of them on the bench and you let Leggett start, because Leggett had a phenomenal game last game.
Mm-hmm.
It's either, and there shouldn't be no one in between. Either you go with all three of your fucking DPs from the get-go,
or leave them
on the bench, or leave them back home if they're not ready to roll. But you're not going to tell all these other guys, hey, go in, give me what you can, try to figure it out. But if you guys can't figure it out, I'm going to go with, you know, pull in all my DPs and have them try to figure it out. You're asking Alessandrini to bust miracles. You're asking Gio to bust miracles. You're expecting to have LAFC happen all over again the first game. That's not always going to fucking happen. So,
and I thought it was going to happen, too, when Bradley Gini scored. I was like, oh, here we go. And I got shut down real quick.
I don't know, man. No, I didn't feel it at all. Not.
I felt it. We felt it in the stands. You know what?
I do want to get your perspective. You know how everything was. You know, from the atmosphere, like, and all that stuff. But that's my shit. There shouldn't be no in betweens in this situation. It's you either go with the same exact lineup as the last game, with the exception of whomever you're gonna replace for Crispanius because of his injury, or you go all deep with all of your starters from the beginning. Have them give you whatever fuck they can. If it's only 60 minutes, 70 minutes, then you have the other guys come off the bench and back them up, right? But not let's do one DP and then let's move some things around. Let's toss Siani back there and, you know, let's do something different. Why? At this point, you need to try and build some consistency so that we can try and pick up points. With this right now, I have to say that Sapo was 100% right and we were 100% wrong. And yep. Not agreeing with him that we're not making the playoffs, because I think now our season's done.
Yep.
Period.
I agree. I said that over there, and I had some naysayers, but I honestly think we're done for the season. Listen, I don't even know what to say. Well, you know what? I'll say this: everybody who travels, hats off to you guys. I was done, right? Because in the second half, it seemed like every time they had an opportunity, they were scoring on us, and I was just like, what the fuck? The guys in the stands never give up. They were fucking amazing. I don't know how they had that fight in them. I thought we would have quit, but we didn't. So shout out to every single person that traveled. But it just, listen, the second half was just fucking pathetic. Sad. Fucking sad. Just.
Yeah, we got scored. Listen, goals in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible.
It was the 70th minute, and I was just anticipating more goals.
And listen, am I wrong for, because I haven't seen the game since, I haven't recorded, but I'm not going to see it probably. But am I wrong to say that all those goals, none of them were like, okay, that's a good goal. All of them were kind of like.
That volley was a great goal. Volley.
I don't know, man. They were all build-ups to me. I mean, Nelson, let me hear you speak. What do you think, Nelson?
I think it was just more of like, you know, after the first two goals, after Siani fucking up, they were like, okay, we know how to break these guys. You know, there was a one point where the 5-2 goal, Ashley Cole was all the way up. Coming in from Romney, Romney is just watching him the whole time. And then they throw that volley in the middle. Kitchen's supposed to be there. And Rusnak just scores great fucking goal. And if you guys keep watching the highlight and you see who's the first person that gets to Rusnak, it's Alessandrini. Well, he's playing right wing winger. I'm like, dude, like these guys are just attacking left and right, left and right. But if I would say the best goal they scored on us was Rusnak goal. It was just a great goal. Other than that, it was like Angel said, it was a great place. You know, they built up, they got to our end of the third, and they finished. Something we struggled so much to finish in the third. They just took it out and they did it. We saw them do that same shit against Colorado last week, but with Colorado they had two men down. We had all our fucking players, and we still get rocked six goals, man. Come on, dude.
Was the third one the one where Bingham came out, had the ball in his hands, and then he just let it out, or I don't remember.
No, the fourth one. That was the fourth one.
That one was so bad.
At that point,
just seeing that.
Even at that point, there was still a chance. I think at 3-1, knowing that we still have certain guys on the bench, you still think there's a chance, right? Because it's just two goals that we need to score in the second half.
Yeah, if you guys watch the game.
But if you make that save. We're talking. I think it's another big important piece, and it's crazy because just fucking last week I said David Bingham has a clean slate from now on. And what does he do now? Someone could tell me, oh well, they were already down three goals. Sure, but as a goalkeeper,
yeah,
look, I get other ones, but that it's already in your fucking hand. Look, I get that shit would happen to me. Playing, you know, filling in for somebody, but I'm not pro. I've never even had proper goalkeeper training. Everything that I do is on the fly. This motherfucker is getting paid over $100,000
to scoop a ball,
to scoop a fucking ball, and he can't scoop it in, and he can't hold.
Listen, even if you can't scoop it, put it out wide, not back to his feet.
Something, yeah, back to his feet. Exactly. It's like he set him up.
Yeah,
boy up top, far, so he goes out wide a little bit, and then who scores on that one? I think it was the other dude's, what's his name? Crayliak, whatever.
What's about? I don't know anybody from fucking Marcel. Right, they just whooped their head.
Yeah. That's the dude that scored the goal. If it was the fourth one, but come on, you know, fuck, mediocre goalkeeper. We're back to that Bingham trash bullshit. And I had just given Oboy a clean slate last week. Come on.
That's what happens when we get, when we're that emotionally attached, right? Because it was the fucking LFC match.
Well, of course, yeah.
Because, listen, man, like I said, coming into the season, I think we talked about how they were more confident because we had depth and we had players and we were brought in, you know, woo. This is the same shit that happened last year, except that we got a little bit more points. But we're going to end up in the same place we were last year, where we're not in playoffs, and our season ends in October.
Well, that just proves that I'm the smart one in the group, because...
You're the smart one of the group. No, no, you're not. That's not accurate.
I'm the
accurate.
Smartest one, I said.
No, you're not. That's not being smart. That's just something you said. That's mean you're smart.
Very smart.
No. Listen... So, when going into the match, Arsenal was, I think, we had same amount of games as Arsenal, right? Correct. Went into the match. And they had a negative two. We had a negative two goal differential, and we had a plus two, I believe.
That's insane, huh?
Yeah, Salt Lake, I think, had negative 12 2 weeks ago, and now they have a plus two. Insane, bro. Fucking insane.
Because they put six. You know what's crazy? They put six fucking goals on Colorado, and they were down to two men.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing just talked about
two
that.
Two men.
Well, we had Siani, Kitchen, and Carrasco. So
we're down three men?
Yeah. And we had bringing my goal, so my like 3.5.
Might be down four? Well, yeah. Open it? Yeah. Might as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. Man, I hadn't. All right, so. I'm going to harp a little bit.
I just checked because you guys mentioned that. So now RSL is 48 goals for, 46 goals against. So they're plus two. We're 51 goals for, 54 goals against. Okay. So we're minus three.
Yeah. That's listen.
And six points apart.
Before the season started, when we were talking about away trips, I said I didn't want to do RSL because I never have a good time in RSL. And you guys hyped me up, and you didn't end up going.
You're welcome, bitch. Now we're even.
Fuck, I hate dog. I'm never ever going back to fucking Salt Lake. Listen, don't. Yeah, fuck Salt Lake.
The only way you're going to RSL again is if I go.
No, fuck no. There's another way I go. If it was a playoff match, that's the only way I'm going. I won't go any other way. I'm just done. I hate, man. I don't think I've ever came back from Salt Lake with a win. The times we've gone, I think we've been losses or draws.
We have, bitch. The time that we went together with Lisa and Anna, we came back.
We won?
I don't remember if we won, but we went through in playoffs.
Okay, yeah, you know, so we went through. But I don't think, whatever. Point is, I never had a good time. I flew this time. I didn't even catch a ride or drive out there. I flew this time. I still do this shit. I'm never going back. Shout out to your sister for taking me back to the airport when I was crying.
I heard.
Yeah, man. Yeah, listen, I'm a go on. We have one or two home games. What do we have? Two? One? Anybody know? We have Vancouver and Seattle, right?
I think we have Seattle, we have Vancouver, and we have Houston. Yeah, we have three.
No, we have three.
We played Houston away. So
I was hoping it was one or two. I'm just gonna go hang. I'm gonna go kick with the homies. Season's over. Season's a wrap. I don't see how anything changes. Season of the rep.
But Rudy, we're gonna win it all. We have Gio.
No, listen. In the pregame match, man. So listen. Shout out to Nizakaza Galaxy for coming through and setting that up.
That shit was trash.
Well, of course, because you weren't there, right? Listen, shut up. I'm not even talking about that right now. But shout out to them.
It looked like a good time.
It was a good time. But when we did predictions, I called a 3-2, Master called like a 3-1, and Master topped it off with saying, we're winning the cup. So I just, hindsight, that's fucking hilarious. That's fucking hilarious. It was so far from that. All right, so I'll stop being salty for a second, okay? Realistically, you guys think we have a chance at playoffs?
Well, really, before we get to that, do you have a player of the game at all?
Nope, not a single person.
Who was your zero of the game?
I won't do a zero player. I'll just say the whole back line.
Nelson? Do you have a player of the game? So bad a guy.
That's the real player right there. Zero it's gotta be Siani, bro. Other players feed off of him, the whole backline feed off of him.
Hey Nelson, I'm starting to like you, dog. Maybe I just boot Rudy for good.
No, we
could keep Rudy. Maybe we just get rid of George for good. Cause I like you. That's exactly where I was gonna go. Siani también. Yep.
Yeah, he's just epidemic, bro.
You know what? Can I change that? I'll change my man of the match to Ola. Because Ola is the only person who acknowledged they were there and came back and just at least gave us a hand gesture.
This is an ongoing issue for years. Let's not go there. You shouldn't even have brought that up because now that's going to give me. Let's move on. No.
Okay.
Fucking piece of shit, Rudy. So now back to your question about season playoffs. Nelson, what do you think?
I think if we make it, it'll be sixth place, man. Nothing more. And that's just because Seattle, Portland have 26 games. Kansas has 26. And the only other team that is up there above us that has 28 games is Salt Lake. But other than that, this whole goal difference shit is not helping us. We're at -3 right now. And the only other team that's at minus and that's, you know, above us is Vancouver, and they have -7. Everybody else, LFC 12, Kansas 15, Dallas 10. It's like, these games, the Seattle and the Salt Lake game, that's a -9 easily. We could have been a 6+, but then again, we're only speaking facts right now. So I think if we're going to make it, it's 6. But I kind of have to agree with Rudy. The next games are against, you know, Seattle, Vancouver, Minnesota, Dynamo. They're all teams that are near us fighting to get a spot into the playoffs. So I'm kind of leaning with game in hand. Yeah, exactly. So I'm leaning towards what Rudy's saying. Our season's done. And these guys should start thinking about what the fuck they're going to do for next season. And, you know, get a couple, 3-4 months head start. Mm-hmm. And then if we make it, like I said, it'd be sixth place. But I don't see us winning the cup. I see these are powerhouse teams. They will knock us out. If they're knocking us out in regular season, man, they'll fucking knock us on our ass during playoffs.
So if you're asking me, do we make it to playoffs? No. But if you're asking me to spin it in some kind of positive, if there's a possibility, of course, technically, mathematically, we're still in because we still have to play people that we are competing against for playoffs. And on top of that, the last 6 games or so, everyone in the West only plays against everyone in the West. Maybe like 1 or 2 teams in the East are in mixed in there, obviously for scheduling purposes. But because of that, we're going to see the points drastically change, especially in the fact that it's so tight between the top and the bottom, right? So right now, the top 8 can change drastically, and that includes FC Dallas. Of course, FC Dallas, and by no means I'm saying they're going to be out of playoffs, but you know they're fighting even with RSL. RSL is still in that mix for that first place. Again, all based on points, depending on who wins and all these things. So nothing is locked in the West. Nothing. Yeah. The only thing that's locked in the West right now, realistically, is that Minnesota, all the way down, is out. So Minnesota, Houston, Colorado, and San Jose are out.
Mathematically speaking, San Jose, if Seattle or Portland get a point or more this upcoming week, San Jose's out.
Well, right. Exactly.
But other than that, I get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I mean is you're talking about too many numbers that you have to play with in such a short time because we're, you know, even us to some degree, because we're not even in the 40s yet. We're still at 38 points, but after us is Minnesota, and they're at 29. So, you know, that's a huge difference when you're talking about a few places. See, at least with us, we're not that far off from Sporting Kansas City in terms of 3 points. Now, are we going to make it happen? We're probably not. I already said we're not making the playoffs. But if you're asking me if there's a chance, of course there's a chance. Because all these teams still have to play each other. And if by some fucking miracle against Toronto FC, we fucking figure it out, we go out there, we get 3 points, and then we go on a fucking winning streak, and we get hot, sure. Of course. But is it going to happen? No. Because I think Rudy hit it. I don't think that the team is playing for Shiggy anymore. And I frankly think he doesn't give a shit either. I think he kind of knows. I think he sees the writing on the wall.
Yeah. So before we go into Toronto, because I know that's what we have next, I've been reading a shit ton of comments from our favorite group about the FO being out. I don't think the FO is going to change at all. Right? What I do hope happens is they bring in a coach who they can work with and get on the same page. Because I think one thing that's very obvious is that Shiggy and the FO are not on the same page. And we already had somebody that they just walked over with an article. So I think we need somebody that could hold his own, but also be on the same page with the FO to try to get a fucking competent team in the field.
See, I don't think they will, though, because they want someone that they can control. You think that Chris Klein likes people telling him that he's a fucking idiot and doesn't know what the fuck he's doing? Or Pete? Of course they don't. You think they're going to let that happen?
That's what I'm saying. I would hope they bring somebody that can hold his own as a coach and be able to work with the FO. Because, like I said, with an FO, that was their puppet. And they hung him out to dry. With Shiggy, it's obvious. It's fucking obvious. Like, Shiggy throws up so many jabs at the FO low-key. And therefore, kind of doesn't really, come out and save face for Shiggy. I don't think that's a working relationship. So I would hope that they at least figure that out, and try to get some pieces in to balance this team out, because we're obviously fucking top heavy and shit in the bag. That's what I'll say, just based on my depression Facebook. Facebook fucking binging the other day and seeing all the stupid ass comments and stupid ass remarks.
What is this group that you're talking about?
It's the LA Galaxy fans page.
It's my favorite page, bro.
We hate on this page all the time. We always talk shit about it because some of the remarks that are posted out there are just fucking out of this world.
Yeah, man.
I just had deja vu.
I'm on there, man.
Do we have that conversation before?
Every other episode?
Yeah. I don't know. I have to look for this. I'm pretty sure I may have mentioned to you guys in the past that I remember having a conversation with like this with Nelson in our podcast. I'm tripped the fuck out right now.
You took a new pill?
You know what? I think hopefully it is. Hopefully I'm going to wake up and we haven't paid RSL yet. Hopefully we'll pay tomorrow.
It's those gas station dick pills, bro. Gotta relax.
Oh, yeah, gas station dick pills, yeah.
Oh, man.
The Siagras? Yeah. The Siagras?
The Rhino ones. Fuck.
Damn, nothing knows.
So you guys brought up some good points. I guess a couple of things that we can cover. Maybe our episode next week, because there is no game until I think it was 2 weeks, if I'm mistaken. Maybe we can cover that, what happens next and things like that. Now we'll cover in the offseason, who comes in or what type of coach and all that good stuff, because you guys did bring up some good points. I mean, I'm in agreement with you guys that I don't think, Shiggy comes back. On top of that, if I'm not mistaken, I think Kurt Arnolfo's contract is finally going to be up, so we might have, some money to pay Coach a lot more, more money. Maybe someone like a Tata Martino, for example, which I don't think we have the balls to go out and do it, but, it's just a thought. At least we can talk about that because they're not going to be paying two coaches. On top of that, three, because if you think about Dominic Kinnear, that's three coaches, but that's... three coaches' salaries that we're paying. We should only be paying for one. But anyways, that's that. We can talk about that a little later. Let's jump into some more negativity. It's preview TFC. So Toronto FC just got their asses whooped at home by Chivas USA. And on top of that, it was pretty. It was nice. Like, they played with Toronto FC in Toronto. I'm just happy they couldn't do that shit to us, because fuck them.
Yeah.
But Toronto's not our rival, so nobody gives a shit. How much are we going to lose by against Toronto?
Listen, here's why this game is hard, because what Toronto going to come out and play? Right? We've seen a week in where they flip-flop. Some weeks they look fucking like the Toronto of last year, and some weeks like Toronto before the big signings. I don't know. Like, hopefully they have an off week again and we could take a 2-1 victory in the 98th minute. Whatever it looks like. But if they're on their shit, if they come out and play, they got some speed, though. And you know what happens when anybody who can run faster than anybody who can run a 10 minute mile get out beat us. So it depends on who comes out. It depends on what TFC comes out. It's really up to them.
For me, it looks like TFC has this pattern. They lose four games, then they win one game. They lose four games. So I really hope that we're on the winning pattern. No, they just took out...
You mean that they win against us? Damn, respect, Doug.
No,
hell yeah.
Relax, relax. No, we beat them. Well, they did beat Montreal a couple days ago.
So they got a couple games to lose then?
There's that win. Then they lose against Portland. Then they lost against LFC. So we must win this game. And then they could win the next game, bro. Let's put it that way.
I'll take that.
That's how shitty the season is, bro. This is how I'm fucking basing my shit. On fucking patterns, bro. It's stressful, homie.
It was until Saturday. At least for me, it was. Now it's just all comical. I can find the sense of humor.
At this point, we could not just sit back, laugh, and enjoy a good time, man. Keep cheering them.
Hey, Rudy, I just want to let you know that I just hopped on Facebook in a while. And the Latin's coming up, and Anna's said that she misses you and our team sucks. Just letting you know in case you didn't see her message.
Yeah, that's my woman. That's my wife. She missed me. She knows my team sucks. She knows our team sucks. So, you know.
predictions. You're starting 11 against Toronto.
Oh, fuck.
Can I start?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, cool. So up top, we're going to have El Tan Cortado. playing right next to him is going to be Jack McBean. In the midfield, and I'm gonna go the opposite. In the midfield, we're gonna have a 100 fires with. Let me see, who am I gonna put him with? No, that's too good. I'm gonna put a team from like one spectrum to the other with Brian Jordan. Let's see, I'm gonna have Wilhelmsen on one wing. And then on the other one, I'm going to have Cardoso play in the wing, right?
You need a... No. Did he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, all right. So Cardoso on one wing. And then I'm going to have Junior Lopez play in the back.
Oh, hell yeah.
With
Hemisiani.
With Xavier.
Xavier. Fuck it. Have all three of them. And then Ezra Hendrickson, since he's already on the bench. Might as well just toss him in there. And then we're going to play with... let's see. I'm gonna say who's gonna be our goalkeeper for this one. Let's see. We have a list of trash recently.
Not sober Saunders.
Hell yeah. No, I'm down with that. Actually,
who was the other goalkeeper that we had? It was last year. It was Brian Rowe. It was Kempen. Who's the other one?
Perk.
Who?
Perk.
Who?
Perk.
Brian Perk. My boy keeps getting concussions.
Really?
Kept getting concussions.
Yeah.
Shit, I remember.
Last year? Last year was Diop.
Yeah, last year.
It was Diop.
Oh, Diop.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Yeah, it was Diop, huh? But Diop is kind of cool, but he sucks.
Don't let Mingo hear you, bro.
This is hard. Fuck that. Nah. We went back and we said we'd rather have him, and that piece of shit still didn't give us our 5 stars. So, fuck. You know what? Diop. Fuck that. Diop's going to be our goalkeeper. That's our lineup. And somehow we're still going to lose by a goal because we're going to have a Tan Cortado top.
And,
wait, who's our coach?
Steve Sampson, dog. Fuck it.
God damn. Listen, I don't know what our lineup's going to be like, right? I'll say this, though. Not that it's going to happen because I think she quit already. But I would not mind seeing Hilaire Arce, Zubac, Lassiter, and Alvarez in the 18. Whatever that means, right? Just because, like, I saw the highlights for the G2 game this week that they won 3-1, and that combination of Zubac, Alvarez, and Lassiter.
It's been working for them for a while, though. I mean, they've been scoring; they've just been getting scored on a lot more.
Yeah,
it seems to be an ongoing thing with the Galaxy team as a whole, which is defense.
It was a highlight of my weekend. I would not mind seeing that.
The Special Olympics team won.
They won.
They also won in Utah.
We saw part of that game because they didn't get a leave for some odd reason. You know what? I want to listen. Do you need to be in the field in 90 minutes? Because I want him to score a few more goals. I hope he breaks. I hope he breaks the threshold from last year. Just so you feel a little more important, so he didn't decide to leave. I want Ola to score a couple goals, because he won't want to leave.
I don't think Ola wants to leave. You know what? I think out of everyone, I think that he's probably the only one that knows he's not going anywhere, and that actually thinks that we that the fans actually back him up.
Oh man, I love that guy.
I think we're good on Ola. Everyone else, I don't know. But if you ask me, hey, do you want to build around Ola? I say hell yeah.
Yeah, you see how much the guy works.
He works a lot, and it's one of those things that if you don't see him on the score sheet, unless you're actually paying attention to the game and seeing what he does, he works, man. He fucking works.
Yeah, he works. All right, now, serious note, stand lineup, Bingham, Space, and Goal. Shevard, Romney, and Felcher. Cole and Lessandrini. So, okay, if Jones doesn't get hurt, Jonah and Kitchen. Gio, Ola, and Zlatan.
You know, I'd actually like to see that lineup, but the only difference is Perry Kitchen has been poor. Garrasi has been poor. Put a Legit in there.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, I, for as much as I said Legit had an awesome game against Chivas, which he did, I still think, and I stand by the whole play of the game. Me, personally, I still like him better as a winger.
Yeah, me too.
But Gio also tends to drift to the wings because same shit. Gio is probably better off from the wings.
So put
Legit out there. Cool. You know, next to Jonah, like that, you can at least have Jonah at all times in the midfield, and you're kind of forcing one of those two guys to stay in the middle because one of those two is going to drift.
And at this point, it doesn't. I mean, let's try it right now. That's up now, right?
Yeah, but,
it sounds logic to me. But my only reservation with that is that
Shiggy won't do it because he doesn't think.
Well, no, listen, I'm far beyond talking about whatever Shiggy contemplates in his stupid little fat brain.
I'm sorry,
that's not even right. But yeah, like, no, fuck that guy. My only problem with that is that I like Jonah being able to move and join the attack when it needs to. Have pairing him up with Legit, you're handcuffing him to like a defensive role the whole game.
Well, it's fine because Legit's gonna hustle for you. I think he's gonna hustle more than Kitchen and Carrasco. And on top of that, I think he kind of lost his little scariness or frightness or whatever it was to fuck up his ankle again because he saw him going hard against Chivas.
Well, so none of them matters because he's gonna get injured again with the U.S. national team. I won't see him back.
True.
You know, sucks for him. Becky G's gonna leave him.
You're right. We won't see him again for another year. Well, at least he's locked and loaded with Becky G because she's the breadwinner in that relationship. So,
true. He good. You got a lineup prediction, Nelson?
Nelson?
I actually have to agree with both of you, really, for your lineup and Angel with adding Sebastian in there.
And oh, yeah.
Bringing defense, Boateng, you know, Kitchen. And if Pontius is recovered by then, you know, try to bring him in just so we can hold back the back part. But I'm not liking this Ibra and Alessandrini. There's a point where Ibra could have given the ball to Alessandrini and Ibra shot instead. And then in the 80-something minute, we saw the same thing. Alessandrini gave the ball to Kamara when he was already being marked. Instead of holding it in a little bit on the 18th, Zlatan was going to be open and Zlatan was going to take the shot. And even Zlatan at one point points at his foot. And he's like telling him, hey, bro, give me the ball. But we've been seeing this.
I have a theory also about that.
What's your theory?
I think that was just show. I don't think he was trying to really score after we were down like 3-1 or
4-1.
Yeah. Wait, no, is that because I don't think he wanted his 500th goal to be that. You know, can you imagine 6-3 and everybody forgot about Zlatan's goal because Galaxy got smashed on 6-3?
That'd be funny, huh? That'd be great.
Look, if it would have been the very first goal of the game, different story. Right? But once we're already down 6 goals, you think that's relevant? No. The first goal, that's been within 30 seconds, a Barras golazo like that, fine, fuck it, hell yeah, he did it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm glad he didn't score in that game.
Can we talk about how every single motherfucking Galaxy player, even including that fucking duck, is giving the ball to Zlatan, and they act like these motherfuckers, all MLS players,
How do we forget about the duck?
I don't know. You gotta make that shit the thumbnail, bro. Fuck
yeah, it is. We have it ready. We have it ready.
Chipato, bro. All right. All these motherfuckers are giving any corner kick, any center, Zlatan. It's getting to the point where these motherfuckers already know. Change it up. We saw it against Minnesota. Sebastian scores. He just took the shot. None of these fools were expecting it. He scores. Gio against Orlando, he took the shot. No, none of them were expecting it. He scores the goal. Alessandrini, Salt Lake. They weren't expecting it. Beckerman got, you know, a little piece of it, and he scores. Fuck it, dude. You know, whatever. The goal's his, though. Shot on goal. My thing is, start fucking shooting, bro. Stop giving him the ball. Yeah. Yes, I get it. We want to push him to 500. Fuck it. Whatever, you know. He can do it next year. Whatever. At this point, we're not just so focusing so much on Slot anymore. Let's fucking try to shoot. Let's try to get some shots on goal. How are we going to go? Fucking, they have like 11, 12 shots on goal. No, they have 11 shots on goal, and we have 3 shots on goal. And total shots, they had 22, we had 10. Now, that's ridiculous, bro. That's because all these balls are trying to go to Zlatan. And then these guys already get it. Zlatan gets it awkward. He gets mad. He fucking shoots it somewhere else. He heads it somewhere else. You know, he did have that header where Romano scoops it out. But other than that, it's just, dude, it's getting to the point where there's 2 defenders, 3 defenders on just Zlatan. And it's getting irritating. It's getting irritating, you know, as fans just watching that. And yes, don't get me wrong, I'm a big Zlatan fan, you know, and I love seeing this motherfucker play for my team. But it gets to a point, dude, where just take the shot, homie. Just fucking shoot.
But you know what it is? Hey, listen, and I think this goes back to the coaching decision, right? I'm sure he's harping them on, like, give the ball to Zlatan. Which is unfortunate, because we have fucking, like, listen, give up on the dream.
You guys ever can make shit happen.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's why I got inspired to be a goalie. No. Listen, I honestly think that it's driven by the coach. And I would rather people try to look for Jimmy all the time, because he creates it. I mean, yeah, he just creates shit, right? Same thing with Pontius. Pontius creates shit, right? He doesn't Ola create shit, but we don't even look at him right now. Everything's going towards for Zlatan. Yeah.
That's not even good, man.
No, Zlatan is dope, though. But when a team knows that if they just literally hang on him the whole game, the Galaxy is pretty much not going to do anything. It's easy.
Every, you know what I mean? It's easy. Every MLS team knows. Oh, Zlatan's right. Coming. Let's fucking defend him.
And you play,
predictions.
Predictions. I say. No, I'm not even. Listen, I'm going to ride it out to the end. I say we win 2-1.
Nelson?
I want to say we win 3-2. 3-2. But realistically, I feel like we're going to lose 2-1.
You know, you can't predict a loss in this podcast, dog. Let's take that one more time.
Come on, dog. We're not. This is an LA Galaxy fan page, bro, where we're all biased. All these guys do.
Oh, no, I'm biased as fuck. I don't get. You know what? Fuck that. We went 4-1. Fuck, you know.
Let me take that back. We're winning 10-0. Kamara scores 3.
There you go. Then you had to extend a double hat trick.
I think so. Yeah.
Nah, man. Like I said, man. That page is funny, bro. I'm not trying to get into that page, but motherfuckers just watch the 4.5-minute highlights on MLS app and fucking go on.
It's a bunch of cool elements.
I'm gonna go with 3-2. We win.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I don't think we are, but I'm gonna go with 3-2.
Yeah, I know.
I'd say Siani scores an own goal. Jordan scores another. So we're going to be down 2-0, and then we're going to have a crazy-ass comeback, and we're going to win.
That'd be sweet. Listen, honestly, though.
But hey, I'm still here, right?
You know what, though? Straight up speaking, I hope none of our players get injured, especially none of them, right? Legit, Jonah, and Fletcher with their
national team,
yeah, because if anything, like, I think those three guys are players who I really hope they come back next year. And I want them to finish off their year strength.
I don't think Jonah's coming back, brother.
Yeah, maybe not. And listen, I hope they come back. If Jonah and Gio leave, I'm not going to be heartbroken. Nope. Just because it opens up
DP spots, baby. Yep. You know, and that's one thing I do want to talk about in the office if when we get to the episode, because of two DP spots, then it gets really, really entertaining for a coach like Tata Martino to actually want to come over, because then you can you could decide to bring. And there's still a chance that Lasagna goes. So that could be three.
No, don't tell me that. I don't hear that either.
Look, I don't think he will. Honestly, I don't think he will. I think George is on the wrong on that one, but just saying that if it were to happen, that's three DPs that we're talking about. That's almost starting a team from scratch.
And listen, and not even Tata Martino, right? Even if we just go like to Berhalter, Berhalter would love to have a team.
Well, of course. Like, I know, but what I'm saying is, to some extreme, like, if that's appealing for a Pep Guardiola type of person, and I was like,
hold on, Pep Guardiola,
you know? Look, he's about to win it all again with Man City. He's going to need a new challenge. What do you think? You go to France? There's only one team you're going to lead in France. Okay, let's be honest here.
He's going to come to Galaxy and then Dorados. He's going to come to Galaxy and then finish up in Dorados.
Probably.
Dorados. All right, man.
Now, look, if it's not a jump to the MLS, he's going to go to a national team. Do you have any straight from the fans? Well, any straight from the stands, actually? Some real stands, Rudy, from RSL?
No, sad. I don't want to talk to anybody. Just honest.
All right. Well, I got one from Yorkshire. Here you go.
All right, this is Angel here. I'm one of the... George and I both obviously didn't make it to RSL, but I'm here at Yorkshire with the people. I have Manny here. I have my boy Eddie. My cousin Dilo's are back. So is this girl. But I just met
Josie.
Okay, Josie. I'm not even gonna ask. Just rant. Go ahead. Just rant.
It was fucking. They were fucking slow. Like they didn't care. Like the duck was more entertaining than the fucking game. You see that fucking duck? Right. He was all running around, really on it. He was faster than the rest of the team. They did not want it. They didn't want this win. One of my friends tried to say, "Oh, you know, it's because we're intimidated by this team." I was like, "What the fuck? If we're intimidated by this team,
did you say what the fuck?"
Dude, the defense was so bad, and they didn't want it. They obviously didn't want it. They were super slow. Like, they were jogging. They were jogging. They were playing the way I run. Just jogging.
Honestly, dude, we deserve to lose. We deserve to lose. It's a tough fucking loss, but all shit aside, I mean.
The whole time we were on the right. Like, the camera was in the right. Like, we shouldn't be there. Like, there was no hustle.
What she means by right, we were on the defensive side.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, sorry, I've been drinking. Yeah, dude, it was a terrible game.
It was a terrible fucking game. We deserved to fucking lose, dude. There was no defense. Nobody showed up.
Nobody. Eddie, anything?
I can't even hold the ball for like 2 seconds, fool.
Damn, that's fucking Eddie on straight from the stands. Hell yeah, 2 seconds. All right, well, I'll cut it off with that. Appreciate you guys. Thank you. Go at it. Check out Straight from the Stands if you haven't heard it yet. It should be gangsta as fuck. All right, cool.
Not gangsta as fuck. It's depressing as fuck.
Depressing as fuck, yeah. But I want her back in the show. I like her attitude.
Yeah, that's Manny's homegirl. Josie is her name. I've never seen her before, but she was hanging out with Manny and Eddie. So she was cool. Her attitude, funny to me. That shit was funny, yeah. Yeah, she was dope. She was dope. We'll get her on again. I'll ask Manny what's up.
She needs her own segment.
The What the Quack segment.
I like her, man.
All right.
I like her.
So,
she's straight
Nelson,
up.
Anything else you might want to add here? Before we bounce?
I heard from an exclusive Galaxy.
Employee.
Exclusive.
Can't say their name. But they said that Guillermo Barros Schelotto might be coming in next year.
No.
I heard he's looking at someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The MLS rumor has been going on for a while. Hold on, wait. This is not okay. We can have this conversation right now. I've actually been hearing this for a while now because you know he's been doing well with Boca, right, and all that good stuff. But Boca, right? Boca. I've heard that he wants to come back to the MLS, but I was under the impression that his main target was Columbus. Realistically, going with Columbus in Austin. Now, again, that's what I read. I don't know how accurate that is. But damn, Nelson, put me on game here, bro.
Yeah, I brought it up to the person and I said, what's more realistic? Berhalter, Caleb Porter, or Schelotto? And that person said, Skeleton. I mean, he has experience. You know, he played with Crew for 3 years. And, you know, he went to Gimnasia La Plata or whatever after that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he coached Lanús and Boca Juniors. But I think this is going back to what you guys were talking about. If Jonah and Gio leave, you know, what coach wouldn't like, hell yeah, I got two DP spots. They know the league. You know, they can catch up on the new fucking dumbass rules they make every other week. And, you know, execute a great team. And this guy has all his connects now in South America. Something like Tata Martino did with Barco and Almiron and Martinez.
Dog, how you forget my boy, dog? What the fuck?
Wait, what?
Tito Villalba, dog. He's the truth.
Tito Villalba, the Argentinian. Yeah, I like that guy, man. That's my boy.
But as sick as ATL fan.
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill.
About to go make those weak-ass tiffles too, dog. What's up?
Yeah, man. Chill, man. That's New York, bro. That's Red Bull.
Those pendejos. Yeah, well, so, hey, about that. So, curious, and what do you think the chance of that really happening, though? Because Boca has a chance right now at Libertadores, right? If they win it, obviously, they still have, like, two more rounds before they even get to the final, but if they win it, do you think that's it for him? You think he's like, all right, you know what? I did everything that I did here now, and let me go straight into the MLS? Because that'd be good timing. That'd be really good timing. By the time all that's said and done, we'd probably be there.
I mean,
he could even go,
if he makes, if he wins Libertadores, he'd go to fucking the World Cup of Clubs, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah,
and still come back with enough time to preseason and scout and do whatever the fuck he wants to do. Man, listen, nothing, you...
Perfect timing for the January transfer window?
You know what I mean? But listen, nothing, you brought life back into this podcast right now with that exclusive. That happens. See, like, that's somebody I would like, because he's been in South America now for a good amount of time in South America already.
He's been like, what, three years?
He was with Lanús, and now he's with
Boca. Yeah, and they were just champions this past year in Argentina.
Like, we don't have Benito.
Plus, oh boy, Pavón, that he basically brought up and discovered. He's not the next big thing in Europe.
Yep.
Not necessarily the next big thing, but he's definitely going to be more prominent, shout out, you know.
A big name move coming up with them.
Shit. Damn. Big name. Imagine getting him with the Galaxy. Puta madre. You know what? You just got promoted, dog. George got demoted to like LA Galaxy fans page.
There's gonna be a guest spot. You got a regular spot now.
Yeah, you get an ongoing thing here. So,
for sure.
Let's have another episode soon.
Well, listen, we have 2 weeks, so we have to figure out what we're talking about for the next 2 weeks, and I think that might be juicy. Hey, nothing. Thank you for hopping on. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your input. Thank you for putting up with us yelling at each other.
Yeah, I was over here going through my notes and shit while you guys were arguing. I was like, okay.
Well, I just want to also make it be known that Nelson, you reached out to me, what was it, like Tuesday? I think it was last week, or Wednesday, Thursday. When the fuck was it? You've been reaching out to me like saying that you wanted to be in this next episode, or was it right after the RSL game?
Yeah.
I don't even remember, but you, like, yesterday he was ready to roll in the morning. He's been ready today since 9 a.m. in the morning, because I told him there might be a chance.
He's been on call?
He's been on call until I told him earlier today, here, like, when I got home, hey, you ready? He's like, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, I like this.
There is one.
That's some real commitment, because he actually responded to me. Not like some people that I work with that never respond to me.
We all like that in the beginning.
There is one thing I want to add, though, if I may.
Go for it.
All right. So I spoke to Angel about this a little earlier before the podcast, but I'm looking through all, you know, I studied the league and the players and, you know, the teams, and I'm looking at the top teams. And I'm looking at their defense, you know, they have great goal difference and whatnot. But, you know, I think one thing we're lacking is not necessarily say an MLS defender veteran, but someone that's been in the league for at least 3 to 4 years now. You know, if you really think about the defenders we have Steris, Romney, correct me if I'm wrong, they came from LA Galaxy 2. You have Skelvic coming from who the fucking knows where, paying them $1 million to do some bullshit. Like, dog, I'll do that shit for $10, homie, what's up? You know, you got Siani. I'm not even going to get into that. And then you have Cole. I mean, Cole, dude, that guy's getting burned out. Bring him in 6 years ago, motherfucker would have been champ. But dude, at 37, you know, he's feeling it, man, and we're feeling it. But players like, you know, like Red Bulls have Aaron Long. You know, this kid's been with Seattle, you know, and then he also played in USL. So he knows a little bit of the game. You know, he's, you know, throw him in Red Bulls. He's doing a great job. You have Aaron Mond, who's playing for the Whitecaps. He played with Salt Lake. He's doing, we're talking about young guys, man. These guys are energetic. They want to play. You know, I'm going to pull up Baxter real quick and pull up LAFC. You have Harvey, who played for the Whitecaps. Beta Sud, who came from Toronto. These guys are holding it down. And I would say Simon, but motherfucker's gone now. But other than that, it's...
Nah, fuck that. I even said Simon was trash.
Hold on. At one point, they did have the same goal difference as us. At one point. But they were holding it down for a while. Now they're up there, whatever. Anyways. My thing is... We need to invest in these players. You know, I would like to see some of these defenders from other teams come in and, you know, help out the team. Like Seattle, they kind of have some new defenders, but Chad Marshall's there. He's a vet, you know, and he's helping these guys out. You have
well, this is what I had said about Brad Evans early in the year, right? That would have been a great.
If we would have had Evans, God, man, that guy would have been fucking killing it. You know, and it's just. Fucking Parker's from Atlanta, bro.
Damn, I'm fucking smart, dog. Fuck Rudy.
No, you're not.
Look at Parker's from Atlanta, bro. He was in Columbus for I don't know how many years, and you know, and Atlanta picked him. Obviously, they have to select some of these MLS players, right? But there were all these new teams that are coming in. They're picking these smart players and the defenders. Like they deal with their back line. You know, no one's stupid enough to get a defender DP. No one's stupid enough to pay $1 million per defender like us. You know, they'd rather pay, you know, their DPs and stuff like that.
Hey, Lareno, it's fucking nice, huh?
Oh, man. Like,
remember when we had that
big
guy?
Big Red.
I didn't want him to leave.
I didn't want him to leave. Either,
I got plays with balls, homie. And then, you know, he fucking talks shit to his players. Like, come on, fool, let's put in work. You know, and I feel like that's what we need. But, you know, it is.
We got a bunch of bitches in our team.
I think we were so, yeah, man, it's tough even talking about this, but.
You know what? Let's bring you back on during this 2 week break that we have, because we could definitely find topics to talk that I think you have some knowledge.
Yeah, actually, that's a great idea. Rudy, you should link up with them and get something, you know, written down somewhere so we can have a few things that we're going to cover.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, once again, I definitely meant to cut you off, but because I want to bring you back on and we can have more of these conversations. But once again, thank you for hopping on today. And like I said, we'll have you within the next 2 weeks for this break. But with that being said, this is another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy Rudy at I Am Smarts on Twitter. I Am Smarts on the Gram.
Oh, Nelson, hit him with your shit one time. Let's go.
My Twitter's Nelson121. NELSONN. 121 on Twitter. Go talk shit to me there.
What about Instagram? You mean Instagram?
No IG, just Twitter.
Oh man, I want a dick pic. alright, and this is your boy Angel. You guys already know who I am, where I'm at. No masa today? So peace. Love. Peace up.